Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Been brought up very well too. He removed his very muddy boots before he came to the van, so I'm impressed with
must have been his mother.
We've also shaken the tag of your old man who was he hanging around?
Was he dagging around?
Not as we tried to get off the ground, he was there.
Hang on, look at him.
Then he was in the rooms as well, pretty prominent.
Can you ask your dad why? Look, we know he's involved with the Falcons. Why does he need to be wearing that around?
I tell him all the time.
He's doing a bit of reverse social media on us here. Anyway, back to you, Liam. The best of the Kershaws, as the boys say. Fantastic game by you.
Thank you.
We've loved watching your journey. We've obviously covered a few games that you've played in, and just watching that, I feel like that was your most complete game. Obviously your time at VFL level has developed your game even further, but you were fantastic down in the back line, particularly in the first half. I know Dowlo said that you were loose, a bit of a sweeping role at times, but your positioning and decision-making was outstanding today, so
Thank you. Congratulations on a great game.
How are you feeling when you come back to the GFL and the things that you're implementing then that you've learned at VFL level?
Nah, I've been loving it. Getting feedback from all the coaches at Werribee. It's pretty easy to come back to Joey's and play the way I want to play because we play pretty similar play styles, so just working off body, stuff like that, trying to get better at. Obviously, this year, playing a bit of a key role. It's a bit of a change from playing on the wing last year, so just doing what I can to help out the team. Like, Lovey's been awesome. Pretty good coach to learn off. I've been loving it. Been loving coming back.
And obviously there's a heap of youngsters too in the team, which I suppose makes it a really fun place to be. And probably feel now, you've had a couple of years in the system, like you are getting to be one of the more experienced and reliable defenders out there, and just feel more comfortable in that role to take on a key forward and do the role.
Yeah, for sure. Like, obviously a bit of a turnaround from last year, but all the younger boys coming through, like, it's been unreal. I think we would have 15 under 23, so they've been loving it. It's pretty fun at the moment, so everyone's up and about, so it's been great.
Kersh, thanks for joining us. It's 12 months since you played VFL. Is there a level of frustration that you're not getting an opportunity at the next level, or are you accepting of, well, you're at a very strong VFL club, they sit second on the ladder, going to play finals, that you've just got to be ready for when that opportunity presents?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, I've talked to Dan Leather heaps of times about, just keep showing up, keep engaging. They're going pretty well, so it's pretty hard to crack in, but that's a good thing about being in a good side. So obviously, it's a little bit frustrating sometimes, but you got to look at the brighter side, and they're going pretty well. So,
and you got to stay on your toes when they are in finals.
Sure.
Like, anything could happen, couldn't it?
Sure.
And the good footy you play here, obviously, next week, St Mary's, if you can produce a good performance there. Are you close? Like, we look at the squads and we look at the emergencies, and occasionally you're there, sometimes you're not.
Yeah.
What's the feedback you're getting in regards to, the opportunities you might get soon?
It's just always showing up. Jared Young, the mid coach, he's been great. We're just always saying, just keep showing up, because you never know what's going to happen. Like you said, they're obviously going pretty well, so just keep showing up, keep doing what you're doing. It's pretty simple, but who knows what could happen. Someone could go down, five people could go down, no one could go down, so just always staying ready.
Kersh, you touched on that you've gone back, which is different to last year where you were playing wing. Have you found that easier and a bit more tailored to you as an individual? Has it allowed you to help with a bit more structure?
Yeah, for sure. I think wing sometimes in this level, especially, you never know what you're going to get on certain days. You could have 20, you could have one. So I think going back this year, obviously I've tried to put on a bit of size over the pre-season, and I think it's helping a little bit. Obviously I haven't put on that much size, but going back, just I think working off a man has helped me a lot. Lovey's always, he's been saying, just work off your man and try and beat him coming out. So I think, playing on a man has really helped me, especially like playing on the good forwards. They always take you to the ball, so you're always going to be around it. So I think, it's definitely helping me, for sure.
And a key attribute of your game today, and we touched on it in here, was your delivery by foot skills, but it was what I really liked was your ability to intercept across half-back, deliver by foot, and then follow up your work, get a handball, receive, and deliver again. So that's obviously something that, firstly, touch on how much time you've put into developing your kicking skills, and then off the back of that, how much discussion has been had from a team perspective effective of turning your, say, 30-metre disposals by foot into 60, 70 disposals because you're following up with a handball receive?
Yeah, for sure. I think first couple of rounds of the year, we were pretty stagnant with our ball movement. Like, I think against South Bowen on Anzac Day, we were pretty passive. And I think Ryan and the coaches have been trying to make us even play with a bit of chaos, get the ball moving forward, because we look pretty good when we're moving the ball like that. So I think just having the confidence, all the younger boys having the confidence with the ball, things like that. So I think it's definitely helping. We look pretty good doing it, so for sure.
And obviously you've got some really good marking targets down in the forward line. With some fast ball movement, it's obviously going to help in that area. So it must be a nice luxury playing across half back to be able to get the footy and then get some speed on and know that you've got targets forward of the ball that are going to present and catch the ball when it comes into them nice and quickly.
Oh yeah, for sure. Paddy's an absolute lifesaver. His hands are absolutely unreal. Same with Rooster. Rooster's been great coming across. Your eyes light up when you see him coming out, so I get pretty scared if I don't give the ball to him because they're pretty good.
He's matured, hasn't he? He's even got stubble and stuff on his... I can't
Come
believe.
On, mate.
Now, have you been doing a bit of work in the gym? Because you threw Oscar Leibold to the ground today. Gee whiz, you gave him one to go on with it back there today.
Yeah, I'm just sick of the abuse that you boys give me, so I'm trying to put on some size.
Have you been in the gym?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Part of the deal?
Yeah. Just trying to get... Obviously, it's pretty hard during the footy season to put some size on, so I worked pretty hard over the pre-season just trying to eat well and stay in the gym, stay consistent. It's all about consistency in the gym, trying to get big, so...
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely helped. I can tell it's definitely helped, for sure.
And let's just look a bit forward in terms of, obviously, you know, VFL-wise. Though I think your old man's taking you to Tasmania. Is that what he keeps telling us? You go to Tassie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, from a wary perspective, have you had some discussions about them? I suppose it'll start soon, I suppose, finals time, about what happens for pre-season and next year with them. And are there other opportunities? Have you spoken to anybody else about what's going to happen yet?
Nothing like that. Val's pretty good with just setting focus on each week. He goes in 4 week blocks, which is pretty handy because you don't get that far ahead. So he's taking it week by week, which is great. It's helping out the team a lot. So none of those conversations.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep. Can I just ask one more question? Yeah. From a Werribee perspective, you touched on that you were working with Youngie as the mids coach. The directive to then come back and play here as a defender, is that something that, like, do Werribee give you any information to go back and talk to your coaches about wanting to see you play in a specific position, or is it just you come back to Joey's and you just play wherever they direct you?
Yeah, it's more of that. I think Youngie's been unreal with the body work stuff, and I've been getting a heap out of that whenever we do line stuff. So, yeah, it's normally just you come back and you play whatever they want. Joey's want you to play, but it's been like a mix that's been great. Like, I don't get confused, I don't get anything like that, which is great. So, yeah, for sure. Like, Youngie's been, like, all the bodywork stuff has really been helping me, especially in the back line this year.
Yeah. Now, the most important questions, you know, are coming. I can't remember. Are you swinging hands again? I can't remember.
Yeah,
you
got a girlfriend? Misses, yep.
Yes. No. What's her name?
Tansy.
College girl.
Yep.
Former college girl.
I was going to say.
Sorry, just put that on there for clarification.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Former college girl.
Yeah.
Joey's boys allowed to go out with... Anyway, that's fine. Okay,
move
so
on.
Going to Tansy,
they did 30 years ago.
Hello. So you'll take Tansy... Hey, he's concentrating here. Just leave him alone, okay? He's not taking you to the sporties. It's all right.
He's just checking to see whether he's a reptile or not.
Settle down. Now, yeah, he's going to be a reptile in a minute now. So you're going to take Tansy to the Leopold's boys. Yep. Please don't take your old man.
No, for God's not sake. No.
Good bloke from the club that you would take?
Good bloke from the club I would take.
Yeah, who's a good bloke you would take?
I would take the Adams boys. The Adams boys can come with me.
Okay.
Oh, are they twins? Right? They're twins.
Obviously, yes.
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 Well, it's not obviously.
They're the same bloke.
They're the same bloke.
Oh, yes. Oh, he left his GPS in his jumper.
GPS. So they're going to count the steps you did from the room to here.
Thanks,
so there
mate.
You go. So you're going to take the Adams family. That's great.
Yep,
we like that. Now,
those boys, unreal.
Reptile you'd never take. Who's a reptile? How many is there?
There's so many, but there is one clear person who is an absolute reptile, absolute menace. menace around the club, and that's Pepe Postorino.
Absolute menace. Mr. T.
What's happening with the bad haircut? You don't get that. I don't think people... Gowie, what are you doing at this club? Like, seriously, you've gone down a step. You used to be at a level, St. Joseph's, and you're just underneath
He could do what he wants, Pepe.
He'd be a pest, wouldn't he?
He's just a pest. Like absolute pest, that bloke.
Yeah. All right, well, look after it, for thank goodness sake. Don't give it to your old mate. Take your mother. She's a good person. Don't take your father.
What on, Kirsch? Enjoying watching you play. I think you play better footy in 14.
Yeah, I think
and then the bloke that wore it before you.
No. No way.
I know Jack will be listening or we'll hear this back. Good luck for the rest of the year and good luck whatever the future holds. And we are aware that Tassie VFL have got some interest in you.
Yes, here we go. We're all going on a trip to Tassie. You like this?
We are, but we'll see what unfolds. But I think more importantly for you, you've got a big game against St Mary's next week and then a September campaign ahead of you. Well done on your win today.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to seeing you in September.
Thank you.
Well done,
Kershaw, our Leopold Sporting player of the day. Joining us, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.